Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present This Raging Light by Estelle Lahr. Narrated by Sandy Rustin. Day 14. Mom was supposed to come home yesterday after her two-week vacation. 14 days. Said she needed a break from everything. See also, us. And that she would be back before the first day of school. I kind of knew she wasn't going to show up, on account of what I got in the mail yesterday, but I waited up all night just the same, hoping. Hoping I was just being paranoid, that my pretty much never wrong gut had made some kind of horrible mistake. The door didn't squeak, the floorboards never creaked, and I watched the sun rise against the wall, my all the way insides knowing the truth. We are alone, Rennie and me, at least for now. Ren and Lucille. Lucille and Ren. I will do whatever I have to. No one will ever pull us apart. That means keeping things as normal as possible, faking it, because things couldn't be further from. Normal got gone with Dad. It gave me kind of a funny floating feeling as I brushed Ren's hair into braids she said were way too tight. Made coffee, breakfast, lunch for the two of us, got her clothes, her bag, walked her to her first day of fourth grade, saying hi to everyone in the neighborhood while I tried to dodge anyone who might have the stones to ask me where the hell my mother was. But I did it all wrong, see? Out of order. I should make coffee and get myself ready first. Ren should get dressed after breakfast and not before, because she is such a sloppy eater. As of this morning, she apparently doesn't like tuna. It looks like puke. Ick! Which was her favorite yesterday. And I only found out when it was already packed and we were supposed to be walking out the door. I did the piles of deflated laundry, folded mine, hung up Mom's, carefully placed Ren's into her dresser drawers. But it turns out none of her clothes fit right anymore. How does she grow like that in two measly weeks? Maybe because these 14 days have been forever long. These are all things Mom did while nobody noticed. I notice her now. I notice her isn't. I notice her doesn't. I want to poke at Ren. Find out why she doesn't ask where Mom is on the first day of school, why Mom isn't here. Does she know somewhere inside that this was always going to happen? That the night the police came was the beginning, and that this is only the necessary, inevitable conclusion? Sometimes you just know a thing. Anyway, I did everything Mom would do. At least, I tried to. But the universe knows good and well that I am playing at something, pretending from a manual I wish I had. Still, when I kissed the top of Ren's dark, smooth head goodbye, she skipped into the school building. That's gotta count for something. It's a balmy morning. Summer doesn't know it's on the outs yet, and I quick-step the 9 blocks between the schools. By the time I push through the high school doors, I am sweating all over the place. And now I'm here. In class. The song Ren was humming on the way to school pounds a dull and boring headache through me, some poppy beat. I'm a little late to English, but so is mostly everyone else on the first day. Soon we'll all know exactly where we're supposed to be and when, where we sit. We'll be good little sheeple. Eden is here, always on time. Early enough to stake her claim to exactly the seat she wants, her arm draped over the back of an empty chair next to her, until she sees me and drops it to her side. English is the only class we got together this year, which is a ball of suck. First time ever. I like it better when we get to travel through the day side by side. At least our lockers are next to each other's. She's so cool, but in her totally Eden way. It's not the kind of cool that says, come and get me. It's the kind that watches and waits and sees a lot. A thinking kind. Her thick
Sample complete. Ready to continue?